Welcome to the Pre-Workout Show, the only podcast that ignites your inner motivation so you can crush your workouts and unleash your true potential.
You are listening to episode number one, and I am your host, Coach Sahil, founder of Hardcore Training Solutions. In today's episode, you're going to learn the one little trick that will help you squeeze in a workout, even on days you don't actually feel like it. I want you to imagine yourself on your deathbed for a second, and as you're lying there, pretend that a ghost is staring right back at you, but not just any ghost, a ghost that looks like you if you had lived up to your true potential. It's the you that you could have been. It's got that body you always wanted, the strength you always wanted, and all the success that you'd always dreamt about. And as you lie there, you realize this ghost seems rather angry. It's pissed at you because it knows that you had every opportunity to live up to your fullest potential and yet you didn't. It knows what you were capable of, but you sold yourself short. This ghost is actually a manifestation of your truest potential, but now it's too late. You're going to take to the grave the man or the woman you could have been. And why? All because you let your feelings get in the way of what was important. On days you were supposed to put in the work, you threw in the towel because you didn't feel like it. Let me tell you something. Feelings and emotions have no place in the world of excellence. If you want to accomplish something, anything, you're going to have to take a set of actions. This set of actions can last anywhere from a few months to a few years, depending on what your goals are. But see, here's the thing. You have to show up to do your set every goddamn day, even on days you don't actually feel like it. I'm gonna tell you a little secret, okay? What you feel is a lie. When you think you're tired or depressed or like the world is against you, trust me, it's all in your head. The feelings you feel are a direct result of the thoughts that you think, so it's your own damn fault. Stop thinking so much and start doing. Remember, motion creates emotion. So, if you happen to be just sitting there and can't seem to find the motivation to go work out, then I'm sorry to say that a magic motivational fairy isn't going to appear out of thin air and transport your sorry ass to the gym. But here's something that will actually work. First, have a plan of action. It can be any plan. If you don't have one, visit our website, hardcoretrainingsolutions.com, and grab one of the free ones that are available. It really doesn't matter. Next, just get to the gym. Don't think, just pack your shit, get in your car or walk, and stroll your way through those doors. As soon as you do, get on a mindless piece of machinery, could be an elliptical, a bike, a stepper, whatever, and just start at a steady pace for about 5 minutes. Then move to the station you need to move to, and go over your technique, whether it's a squat, the bench, the deadlift, whatever your first exercise happens to be. If after these 10 minutes you still feel like you want to go home, go home. But you won't. Because by that time, your body's autopilot mechanism will have kicked in. See, when you give your body no choice, it adapts. It's just what it does. It gives in to your demands. It's like when a child wants something from their parent and it just nags them over and over. Mommy, I want candy. No, not now, Timmy. Then 5 minutes later, Mommy, I want candy. Timmy, I said no. 5 minutes later, Mommy, I really want that candy. Fine, Jesus. And the parent gives in. Listen, if kids can do it, so can you. Don't give your body a choice. Remember, what you feel is a lie. You don't need hours of motivation. All you need to learn is how to handle your first 10 minutes. You do that, and you'll always be able to put in the work that you need to put in to achieve the goals you always wanted.
You've been listening to The Pre-Workout Show. For more episodes, visit www.preworkoutshow.com.